We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelje along with Charlie Long handling everything behind the scenes in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, he covers the Los Angeles Lakers for Lakers Nation. Also does a podcast on the Believe Network, Ryan Ward. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Ryan, before we get into the matchup situation, the thought of watching LeBron at his age and to see what he can still do on the court, that's amazing. Okay, because he's got a lot of wear and tear on the body, running up and down the court for as many years as he's played. And yet, man, his ability to sometimes take over a game is still there. There are very few people that have breathed and dribbled a basketball that could do it like what LeBron did for that length of time. That's amazing still to watch today.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, like you said, no one's ever done it before. We've seen some amazing athletes in the past, but the way he's been able to sustain this kind of level of play is just incredible. I mean, that what he did to the Pelicans last game was ridiculous. I mean, he gives them a chance every night when he plays like that. And I think that'll be probably more of the case tonight. It'll be dictated by how he plays.
One of the things Charlie and I were talking about this was this isn't a good matchup for the Pelicans for whatever reason, and we see it at times. The Lakers haven't really matched up well this year against Sacramento, so to speak. But yet the Pelicans have matched up really well against Sacramento. They 5-0 against them. But, man, it's like in their heads now that it is a difficult out to get the Lakers out. The Lakers have won 3 of the last 4 meetings. This team is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and that they got the best road record in the NBA on the road. But yet at home, they barely a 500 team. Ryan, I think this is a lot about mental. Now, it's between your ears that the Pelicans have not been able to jump that mental hurdle when they play the Lakers.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think, honestly, from what I've seen, every time I watch the Pelicans and Lakers, for some reason Zion just kind of disappears. And I think he's got a thing with LeBron, like he's intimidated or something, but I think the last game they played, he just kept passing the ball off. And I'm like, why aren't you driving to the hoop like every single time, putting pressure on LeBron, you know, like trying to get him in foul trouble or something. But he was just super passive and just not engaged. And then I think Ingram only just came back, right, from injury?
Yeah, it was his first game back in over 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was about 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's understandable. You know, you're going to be a little rusty or whatever, but and was it McCollum and Herb Jones that were kind of keeping him in with some three-pointers?
Yeah.
Sorry if you guys can hear the dogs in the background.
Man, now you sound like dogs like what I used to have. They let me know if somebody was around. I know that.
Well, it's like they know I'm on the phone. They know I'm on the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're just like, okay, we're going to start barking all of a sudden for no reason. Oh, it drives me crazy. Anyway, I do think the Lakers kind of have their number for whatever reason. And ironically, Sacramento has the Lakers number.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever they play, even though Sacramento can't play a lick of defense, they still could take them down. I mean, I think there's a crazy record, Sabonis against AD. It's like 9-1 or 10-1 or something like that. But just one of those odd matchups where it doesn't look right on paper, but that's just the way it turns out. And for whatever reason, I mean, I think New Orleans is more than talented enough to go toe-to-toe with the Lakers, but they don't show up. But we'll see tonight. I mean, tonight will be the true test for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, to Mike's point about a mental hurdle, I think it's also a physical hurdle that they have to overcome, too, with the size in the Lakers' front court. I mean, you already talked about LeBron, but Anthony Davis is going to be probably a top-5 voter, like, getter in Defensive Player of the Year voting. So, I mean, Anthony Davis in the middle of the paint, like he creates a wall by himself, basically. Also, Rui Hachimura has got great size and length that can bother Zion when he tries to drive to the hoop. And, I mean, I just kind of get your thoughts on that matchup individually, Zion against, you know, the size and length of the Lakers front court.
Well, you know what? If Zion played up to his potential or played to what he can actually do on the court, I don't think anybody outside of maybe AD can really hang with him. Maybe prime LeBron, yeah. But he's the key, I think. If Zion gets unlocked and just starts playing up to his potential, I think the Lakers are in trouble. But if not, if he does the same thing he did last game, then I think the Lakers will just run away with it. But the thing is, I think New Orleans can get really hot, too, from deep. You got quite a few shooters out there. And I think there's maybe a lot more talent on that Pelicans team, like across the board compared to the Lakers. I mean, Rui has played really well lately, and I've been super impressed by that guy. He was doing all the right things the last game. He only scored 11 points last game, but they didn't need him to do much. In the first half, LeBron was just connecting with him underneath the basket every time. It was like he was sneaking behind the Pelicans defense and just getting these easy dunks. But it's going to be interesting, man. I honestly don't know which way it's going to go. I think Pelicans are favored right now by like one, something like that. I think that's the last time I saw the spread. But if history's anything, the Lakers advance. But if the Pelicans are actually going to be the team that, you know, that they want to be, then they're going to get the edge tonight.
Ryan, what is the health status of AD Anthony Davis?
That's a good question. I've heard they're doing a bunch of things to his back. I think it was it helped. It was in his favor that they didn't have to travel back to L.A. So he could just rest in New Orleans for the last couple or what, one day, Monday. So I think he'll play. But I think, you know, anybody who's ever played ball before, you know, if you have a back issue that you just tweaked.
And it ain't good.
It seems like it's – no, it's not. And it can easily be tweaked again, especially if you're banging with big bodies, right? So I don't have much faith in AD being 100% AD, but you never know. I mean, maybe the whole adrenaline of, you know, beating his former team in New Orleans will help, but it didn't look good when he walked off the court last – or was it Sunday?
Sunday evening, yeah.
So I don't know. He's going to play, but we just don't know at what level he's going to play.
Ryan, a recent talking point has kind of come up about, you know, maybe the Lakers will take a dive in this game and, you know, they prefer to match up against Oklahoma City, who they have bullied at times this year, that young OKC squad that's the number one seed in the Western Conference, instead of having a matchup against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets in the first round as the 2-7 matchup. I don't buy it from either squad. Because you risk that matchup against, you know, Golden State or even in the Lakers, you know, hand Sacramento. They haven't played well against either team this year. Pelicans have good records against both squads, but at that point you don't want to risk, you know, a one-off game against Steph Curry, the best shooter of all time, or else you get eliminated and miss the postseason with 49 wins, which I would have to look up has ever happened. So I don't buy it. I don't know what do you think about it. The Lakers, you know, I think both squads are obviously looking for that 7 seed in a first-round matchup against the Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. And plus, I mean, if you think about it, when did that ever help anybody to duck somebody? I think that would screw up a team mentally, because then you're giving the Nuggets that mental edge if you ever face them down the road. And the way the Nuggets are playing, you're going to have to get to the finals, right? So why do that? I agree that the Thunder is a much better matchup, but it's just a slippery slope if you do something like that. I mean, I think, say they go into late in the third quarter and they're down 20. Maybe Darvin Ham and coaching staff is starting like, okay, maybe we should rest AD. You know, maybe we should rest LeBron. Maybe at that point, you kind of throw in the towel. You think about it. It's in the back of your mind. But for that to be the intention from the go, I don't see that happening. And I think if that did happen, or if it came off that way, heads would roll, you know?
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, Adam Silver would get involved. There'd be fines. There'd be maybe suspension. Or something would happen, because that's setting a really bad precedent, especially with – sports gambling being legal almost everywhere in this country now, it would just cause quite a stir. And then there's that huge distraction for the Lakers for the rest of the way. That's not going to bode well going against Sacramento or Golden State, and my dogs are going insane.
Ryan, we appreciate it. Listen, I agree with you. I think the Pelicans are the more talented team, but history does tell you a little bit of something, and that the Lakers here have had their number. They've had their number. I agree with you totally. I think the Pelicans are the more talented basketball team. But, man, that mental ditch, they haven't been able to jump. They got to do it tonight and have to do it at home.
And so much of it, as you mentioned, Ryan, and as you mentioned as well, Mike, falls on Zion's shoulders. Because,
yep.
like you said, Ryan, he has not played well against the Lakers this year. Just that past game on Sunday, 4 of 13, 12 points. He only had 4 points in the first half, and that's part of the reason why the Lakers jumped out of such a dominant lead that they never looked back from. So, I mean, yeah, he even mentioned in the postgame, like in his postgame presser, that he was too passive. He has to be more aggressive. And if you see an aggressive Zion tonight, I think the Pelicans have a shot to take down the Lakers. If you don't, then there's no chance, as you mentioned.
Then they go down after that. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And understand the part about the doggies,
too. Right.
I get you, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Ward, who covers the L.A. Lakers for Lakers Nation, also does the Lakers podcast on the Believe Network.